What's up, gearheads? It's us. We're the Cast and the Furious. We're here. We're back in your ears. What's up?
What's up, Gaijin? What's up,
Gaijin? Bama boys.
Hey, Gaijin. What you doing?
What's up, Dad?
Dad?
I'm Racer X, a.k.a. Marin.
I am Bandit, which I almost always forget every time. I don't know why. Maybe I need a new name. I don't know. And we've got a special episode. A sad episode, yet also a happy episode, because one, we get to talk about the Fast and the Furious one quarter movie at a time. Second, we got a lot of guests on for the death of Han. So, spoilers if you didn't know this was coming. Han's about to get blowed up, and we have special
spoilers.
Guests. Yeah, oh, well, there's one of them.
Sorry, Liz.
There's one of them. Oh, there's another one. So, spoilers for
always
everybody.
Talk before your introduction.
Yep.
Absolutely. Hey. Podcast 101.
Hey.
Right.
So, you know everybody on here. It's Liz Whitaker, it's Robin Burge, and George Hendricks from three different podcasts, one other different podcast, one podcast that hasn't come out yet, and another one that's just about to wrap up.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yep. It's the gang. If you're like, hey, Robin and George were on last week, well, tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should
work on your schedules.
We never
you should
left.
Have voted.
Yeah.
Well, Robin
exercise
really wanted
right
to be
to
on
vote.
For this.
Yeah.
And because of my math, he actually did the notes for most of these minutes.
Yep, the 144 minute cut.
It's not the Math and the Furious, it's the Cast and the Furious.
Yeah.
So, welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Hey.
And just double check. George probably just watched this part of the movie. Robin is a huge fan, and Liz has never seen this except the scene.
I have seen this whole movie before at least twice.
All right.
I have seen this chunk.
This chunk. You've seen any chunk you've been on, you've seen. But you don't watch the chunks in between.
100%.
True facts. I saw the
not
first movie.
No, it's not 100%. It's about 25%.
I saw
well,
the first 60%
of the time, it works every time, right?
And I've been promoted as the Fast and Furious expert at the car magazine that I work at. So
yeah, I heard this. This
I'm so glad
news.
We've had, we've had an impact on
sure.
your career.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robin has been told he's been given carte blanche.
Meteoric rise.
He's been given carte blanche, mm-hmm. and he can write any story he wants about the Fast and the Furious, and it may get published.
No,
right? The word is may,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the word is may, and I should have corrected them. They should have said, I may order write whatever story I want as long as it's Corona.
Mm. That's
you
true,
You should have
yeah.
said that to them. And they would have looked at you and been like, is this the best we're getting? Is
that's
this-
trending right now.
I'd be like, yeah. This is why you need me. You don't get that.
Well, on this chunk, it's minute 58 through minute... No, 58?
Jonathan, I don't trust you on this anymore. I'm sorry.
52
to 78.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the part where they're talking at the soccer field to the part when his dad is wanting to send him home.
Yes.
Dad.
So where were you when you heard that Han had died?
I think I was watching... get this. I was watching Fast and Furious 4 or 5.
Really?
I did not, because I didn't see Drift in the movie theater.
No.
I had to go back and watch Drift.
Like you and no one else.
Yeah. Like they were like, when, Han, they were talking about it in past tense. I was like, wait, they killed Han? And then later on, I like looked it up and you're like, oh, okay.
But he's alive in 4 and 5. They wouldn't talk.
I know.
It would have been.
It was on like. It became like a looking him up like.
Oh,
like
you
like,
see,
why
you're
is
like,
he alive?
Why is he okay? Yeah. So, and then you're like, oh.
Like, I didn't know he wasn't supposed to be there. And then later on, I go read about him. I'm like, oh, he died in Tokyo. Okay, that's kind of where the love of these movies kind of came. I was like, wow, they just completely just changed it because they like him. That's pretty awesome.
And of course, my question isn't accurate. He's not dead.
Not dead at all, guys.
There's no. So we're talking about something. I guess we'll have to go back and do this chunk again after Fast and Furious 9 when we find out what really happened.
Well, I was watching it this time. I was watching his death with a discerning eye. I know they recreated some of it when they did 7.
Yeah.
Kind of show us.
Changed for sure, too.
Wasn't it 6? 6 and I think they did it in 6 and then they did it again.
You see the
7.
Same thing twice, yeah.
Right.
The mid-credit scene in 6 and then in 7 as well.
Yeah.
So I think each of those times you have to go back and revisit this.
This is like the Batman's parents dying of the Fast and Furious series. You just see it over and
over
again.
Hans Pearls.
You're going to get the origin story or the ending story every time.
Someone get Hans Pearls. Just a bunch of roses. Actually, it's a bunch of that. What's that name of that game that he plays? It's not Pikachu, but I keep thinking it is.
Tamagotchi?
No, that game that they always play, that Plinko plays.
Oh, Pachinko?
Oh, Pachinko.
Oh, Pachinko, yeah.
Pachinko. I'm getting there. I got Pikachu
oh
and
my God,
Plinko.
Yes. Pachinko beans just scattered across the freeway.
He definitely got Pachinko.
What does one do with Pikachu beads?
Nobody wants to know.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
Just got to relax.
They zap you just a little bit.
It's like Sonic the Hedgehog just got taken out.
A frisson of electricity.
So this chunk begins with the creed of Han, life's simple. You make choices and you don't look back. That's not a great creed. That basically means I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
He's a broken man, you know. He
did gaff.
He's a... Like he also says, look at those people down there. They're letting fear lead them. I'm like, I think they're just going to work, Han. I think they're...
Yeah, they're letting the crosswalk lead them.
They follow the rules. For why? Because they're afraid.
Yeah, they're looking at them. They're in between the lines. They're walking where they're supposed to walk. They're not drifting their ass out into the middle of the walkway.
I use the crosswalk because I am afraid of getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
We have a lot of six-way stops. We have a lot of six-way stops in Chicago, and I'm not afraid to walk right through the middle of it. I mean, you're given crosswalks for
it's
a reason.
It's irrational fear.
Are you letting fear to live your... never mind.
Why am I letting fear... Why am I letting Pikachu beads leave my life?
Yeah, they should be leading you.
I'm letting fear live my life because I'm busy.
This sets up the mystery of Han, though. It's like, what happened? Why does he have this mentality? Like, he's the mysterious guy that you'd want to know more about.
He is.
Because I stuffed an oily rag down a guy's throat in his basement, in his garage, and so I have issues.
It's canon.
I don't know
it's
why
canon.
That means I can't follow the rules, but...
Well, I think this is more... Like, that was a long time ago for him at this point. That was, like, 2002 to 2015?
You're driving along, your girlfriend bounces off the runway, you just don't look back. You don't look back.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. That's where he's at now. The stuff in the rag on the guy's throat, that was when he was a kid. That was 12 years ago.
Well, you can't look back.
Playtime.
Yeah, I also
you can't
don't
look
like
back
the,
because
the,
if you see the body, that means she can't come back later.
Right. I don't like this. I don't like this whole, who they've turned Han into in this movie. And I don't like who he is. We'll find out later like why they have to have the car chase at the end that ultimately kills him. Like, I don't like that that's what it was, and not a misunderstanding or, well, we'll get to it. But
I don't like that the answer to if you don't drift to win, what do you drift for, is to do donuts around some chicks in a car and, like, get a number on a napkin.
Yeah, he's not consistent.
No. It's like some people learn French. Some people drift.
It's true.
You know, you get it's some people.
Some people go mudding.
Some people learn how to eat weird ass food out of vending machines.
Didn't even have to put ketchup on it.
What you do when you take out the Pikachu balls?
and the bad ADR is what starts our drifting montage. That horrible. They're showing scenes of they obviously had some B-roll of Tokyo, and you just hear like over the side like. So what do you drift for? Do you want me to show you? Okay. I mean, like, it definitely was not done the same night.
No. Sure was.
It's ADR crap.
I swear that whole drifting around the girls, though, was like in the like one of the first teasers or something. Like, whoa.
I think that's a really cool scene. I mean, it's...
Like, well, especially since Han's making eye contact with them.
Yeah. That's how Murren found Jessa.
Yeah, that's canon. That's history. That's right there. I learned to drift just to do that.
He was drifting around her in his Toyota Corolla.
My Prius.
It makes drifting feel like it's just, it is really too close to just like donuts in a parking lot in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really, I think, cheapens the drift.
Oh.
Yeah, up here in Backwoods, Vermont, we're like, so?
Yeah, we do that all
it's
the
not
time.
Impressive, it's called getting is what to work. I'm saying.
So backwards Vermont is just
Walmart parking lot.
It's just like in the middle of like the woods, and there's just like just dirt getting thrown
I'm
everywhere.
I'm like,
and...
I can do that.
There's
take out a wedge here. A touch
I just
want
to point out, there's nothing that can follow the phrase. There's it back here in the backwoods of Vermont, and not have it be the whitest thing ever. Nothing. There's you cannot put it, you couldn't put drop a hip hop album and not have it be the whitest thing you've ever said.
At first, I really thought that she was not giving him her phone number, but I thought they were getting ready for a race. Like, she was giving him the secret.
She's going to give him a ticket.
No, no.
She didn't ask if I was a cop.
Yeah, remember how I said that cops can't chase us? If we do donuts around them, they can't hand you something. It's like a subpoena.
If you slowly glide by their window, they can hand a ticket across.
You know what would be really cool for an idea for a movie? Drift Police.
Now, what do they do?
It's kind of, sort of, do they kind of drift, like, or Academy, they go where there's police? A whole training montage like where they Academy. Are sent out to find drifters in Tokyo, and mm-hmm. but with their enhanced
so they're police who try to catch drifters, not police who do drift, or do they also
drift? They drift to catch the drifter.
You have to drift to catch a drifter.
Exactly. You can't. What? Yeah, you have to have the souped up cars, and you have to drift in order to catch a drifter.
Yeah, to catch a drifter, you must become one.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you had me at It's Like Police Academy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll watch any movie that is like,
and you could
Police
probably
Academy.
Get Steve Guttenberg. He's not busy.
Oh, I've the Goot would be good. That would be something. Yeah, that's someone who we did not bring up. Famously brought up in the the prelude to the second movie. We talked about
Goot. Oh, just in our like our cast canon. I don't remember why he was brought up at this point, but
it was because we were talking about police hats. Remember, we don't know what they're called. Police hats.
So they're called Gutenbergs.
They are now. They're called Goots.
They're called Goots. He could be right, Dom's dad in the next one, in the flashback.
Ooh.
So they do their montage on the streets of Tokyo, or the hills of Tokyo outside.
Yeah.
That looks dangerous. And I love Han's crew.
Again.
And he said,
oh, I'm sorry. They do. Oh, I'm sorry. Go
he uses the there's no wax on, wax off for drifting. You just have to do it. You just have to feel it. And it made me realize this movie is
hardcore Miyagi shade.
This movie is pretty much Karate Kid. It's like a.
Just want to put a plug in there. I'll be doing Karate Kid Minute soon. It's all been claimed.
It's a race.
The only plugs we take here are Pikachu balls.
It's a race between Way to Dune
Minute.
It'll
definitely
and
be
Kid
out before Way to Dune Minute.
Listen, Marin.
I don't know about that.
Challenge accepted.
Hey, I don't podcast to win.
Yeah.
You don't.
I podcast to pick up girls.
Yeah, that's exactly why I do it.
Yeah.
Playing the long game.
You're like,
very,
hey, baby, you want to be in my podcast?
Very, very long game.
I run around my wife with my cord and my microphone until she's tied
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how you meet a woman.
Oh, okay.
Spider
trap them. Hot tip.
I do like it. So he says like the first drifters learned in the mountains, by mm-hmm. by feeling it. So feel it. So like
there was just 2,000 years ago.
There was a
drifting
curve on that.
And you see like Fred Flintstone with his feet sticking out of the car going down the mountain. He does make it sound like an ancient ritual.
Yes.
It's like actually it was the 80s.
Yeah. And then while he's drifting, he's kind of getting to know Han, and they're, hanging out together, and he sees him doing some not back alley deals, but some whatever that's,
He hands a wad of cash to DK.
Yeah.
And DK closes the door Michael Corleone style.
Yeah. Don't ever ask me about my business, Kay. I feel like we're doing the Q&A again. If you had to recast The Godfather with the cast of the cast of the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, the cast and the Furious?
Yes, the cast of the cast and the Furious.
Well, Vince would be Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It works pretty. Yeah, and then Dom is. Wait. Would Dom be.
Dom's the Don. Dom's the
Godfather.
He has
to be the Godfather.
Dom's Vito.
So he's Vito.
Who's Michael? Yeah, Michael.
Who's Michael then?
You got to pick one.
I guess Brian would
be
Michael.
Brian.
Yeah, that
Brian.
Makes sense.
He's like the. And we get the. I like the line when he's still training. I'll come back to Lil Bow Wow here in a second. But as he's training, they get that same scene. You were saying it's kind of like Karate Kid. It's kind of also like Major League. Those two Japanese guys saying they're shitty.
It's like every sports
Not
montage
bad.
Ever.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point where someone's going to be watching like, this is terrible.
They're never going to get it. Oh, they're kind of getting
the
it.
Limit.
They're still shitty. And he's following Lil Bow Wow around carrying shoes, gold clocks. The stuff that we used in 2015.
Slava Flav was huge. back 4 years ago.
Flavor of Love.
Did you write down his quote here? Because it's a good one.
Which quote?
I'm so good I could sell rubbers to a monk.
Yes, I did write that down.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
I did write that down, and then I didn't want to say it.
I'm sure there are useful things for a rubber besides just prophylactic use. Sure. Yeah. Use it to fix something or make a balloon for an animal.
For an animal, you can make a balloon for an animal.
I made a balloon for my raccoon friend. Like, what are you, a Disney princess?
How many raccoons are Disney princesses?
They have friends that are raccoons. Oh. It's part of the.
You're just talking about Pocahontas. Yeah. That's the only one that has.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. She's a Disney princess.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon. He's a Disney princess.
He's a Disney princess. Yeah.
Who's the princess? Is it Gamora? Because she's the daughter
it's
of Star-Lord. Thanos.
Star Lord.
No. Mm, okay, that makes sense.
And over the hedge, Gary Shandling's the princess.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I can't make any jokes about Over the Hedge. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I love Over the Hedge. It's a great movie, but the only thing fast in that is the little squirrel.
We only talk about fast things or furious things.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I got off topic.
I thought it was fun when they, after the little Bow Wow sells his wares, they go back to training again. So I'm like, okay, we're training some more. And is this when does he go his dad see his bunk? Is that before he races Wigdar or after?
Yeah, it's coming up right after this.
It's after the
little
bash
training.
Okay, so his dad sees that he's not sleeping in his bed.
We do have to say we do end the training montage with a backwoods holler.
Yee-hoo.
Yeah, it's with a yeehaw.
Yeah.
But in between, his dad checks on his Harry Potter closet. And sees that it's empty.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that when he shows up, "Hey Han" doesn't translate. She says, "Hey Han."
Yeah.
And underneath it says, "Hey Han." I'm like, are we just going to translate everything?
Hey Han. Hey Han.
Hey doesn't translate. Huh. Who knew?
Because it's already English.
Hey is for horses.
It's like, you don't understand me, Dad. This is probably the note he left him. You don't understand me, Dad. Drift is inside me now. I have to go live with Han.
Next to my Pikachu balls.
Dear Dad, please send me my Pikachu balls. Love, Scuzz.
Dad.
He's from California. He gets me.
So then we have this. He races Wigdar Morimoto, the red hair guy, and he wins, and he does that classic, like, drift up the ramp thing, and then Wigdar has a reaction to losing that is
I wrote down full on shit fit.
It's like
he is not happy.
That one
sounds just like that. Yeah.
it's like he's in a different movie at this point. He's in Platoon and he just lost his best friend in Nam. And he's like,
and here's what's even crazier is that he lost the car and DK already has an extra set of keys that he gives to Han. He didn't wait to get the keys from Wigdar. He hands over keys. I'm like, are those the keys to that car or another car? It must be the second set.
No, because they talked about another car earlier in the last chunk, and it was about like a specific, I think it was like a Corolla, not a Corolla, something. So I think they have a specific car.
We're such gearheads. We know all the cars.
Yeah, this is just the races to determine this, but the car is the prize. They aren't racing for pinks. They're racing for a specific
car. Oh, okay. So Wigdar gets to keep his car. It's a different car. Okay.
Although, what's his face? Liu Kang will probably take it.
Liu Kang.
So that actually brings up
DK?
DK. Do you mean, okay, because then there's also Sung Kang, who is the actor playing Han. He also has a weird thing where his name is Han Liu, but his name is also Han Sol O. I don't think we've brought that up yet.
We haven't brought that up. I thought that was first minute.
Maybe we did, but
jokingly
it's
named
so silly.
It's awesome. It's not seen until like way later.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. We
see
like,
it on the screen of one of those like kiosk screens at the FBI or wherever Hobbs works.
Yeah.
But I had to look it up to see like, so what's the deal with these two names? And on the regular Wikipedia for his character page, it's Han Liu. But for the Fast and Furious .fandom.com wiki, it's Han Solo.
Well, it's definitely Han Solo. That's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? That's.
You know what I looked for? I looked for people's. I looked because I really wanted an interesting photo for our group. I was looking up like Han tribute, paintings. unfortunately, since Han Solo died, there are no Han from Fast and Furious painting. Like, you can't find. I'm sure at the time someone painted one like, he's my favorite character.
Yeah.
I loved him. He was the greatest. He represented my people. You know, like something like someone liked him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go on the Wayback Machine or something to reach back into the internet before.
There's got to be someone in the auto club who can do that. Like, let's get it going.
Oh, Liz is good with a pen. She could just draw it for us.
Yeah, just sketch us out a Han.
Sketch a Han, if you will.
The Han Dynasty.
Do you want to do this quiz now?
Yes.
Quiznos?
Hold on, wait.
Is that a sponsor?
Let's wait on Liz.
Wait for Liz.
Take her food out.
So crazy. I found this quiz on Fast and Furious Wiki. I just saw it.
Stop trying to sell it. We know you did half of it before you even got
Yeah,
to
I know.
It.
I already know the answers.
So crazy.
He was doing it in the green room, and then we're all like, hey, could you wait? Okay, man. He's got a quiz. Tell people what this quiz is.
So it's just on the side of Fast and Furious Wiki page, and it says, who said it, Dominic Toretto or Richard B. Riddick? And
that's right, everybody. Richard B. Riddick.
Dick Riddick.
Dick Riddick to his friends.
Is he related to Lance?
What's the B stand for?
Badass.
Yeah,
badass.
My middle name is Badass.
Oh, guys, will you please tell Byrne more about Mr. T when he used to drive around with gymnasts in that cartoon?
Oh, yeah. The one where they were like crime fighters or spies, but they were also gymnasts. And they had that one very special episode where one of the girls was eating and she was getting lightheaded because she was, basically on the verge of becoming anorexic. And he's like, you got to need an orange or something.
First name Citrus, last name
Nella.
I remember they all had tracksuits besides Mr. T.
Yeah,
Mr.
they
T
all
had
tracksuits. Yeah, but Mr.
Was he like
T
their
was
coach?
Like big. Yeah, he was basically their coach. Slash.
Of course he was their coach, Mern. I'm tired of these questions.
He was like their coach slash adventure pimp.
It was definitely their adventure pimp. Well, my life's boring. Hey, kids, I'll drive you to all these meets.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way, we'll solve crime.
I pity the fool who don't delve the secrets of Tutankhamun's
George brings up a good point. He's like, they're either detectives or spies. And I kind of like spies.
They're either one of the two. They do something where they go around the world solving crimes.
They're gymnasts. That's what gymnasts do. They go around. We don't know what Mary Lou Retton did.
In her spare time.
Could be anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Has the group here seen Gymkhata?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've seen Gymkhata. Okay. Have you seen American Anthem? They didn't solve any crimes in that movie, and that's why it sucks.
See? You need to solve crimes, movies.
Where were we? Give us a quiz.
Who said it? Dominic Toretto or Richard B. Riddick? Dick Riddick.
Dick Riddick.
Okay. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay. The most important thing in life will always be the people in this room right here, right now.
Dom.
Dick Riddick.
That's Dom.
Dom.
Toretto.
All right. You're all scared of the wrong thing.
Riddick.
Yep. Don't know how many times I've been crossed off a list and left for dead.
Riddick.
Dom. Riddick.
Damn it.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Dom.
Both.
All of the above.
You're
every
not afraid of the dark, are you?
Riddick.
I'm tired of running.
Dom.
Yeah. Whatever happens, no matter what they tell you, don't let them take the chains off me. Riddick. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Dom.
Come on.
Riddick.
One down, three down. You get where I'm going with this. Riddick. I don't have friends. I have family.
Oh, Dom. My God. Well,
I believe it's I don't have friends. I've got family. So.
Oh, well.
Idiots.
All right. 10 out of 10. Good job, team.
Yes.
There's no way I got 10 out of 10.
How did I get? That quiz is ridic if I got
ridic.
I saw the Bloodshot trailer before Birds of Prey yesterday, and I was like, is this movie ever coming out, or are they just going to keep playing this trailer?
Oh, man.
I swear.
Well, I won't watch a trailer now unless there's a party before the trailer.
That's my expectation.
A large concert.
Cardi B better perform.
Only about 35 people showing up.
We can't just have sex. Spoiled. I need to have a little foreplay. There needs to be a little bit of foreplay beforehand now for all my movie trailers.
Maria Menounos has to vamp for about an hour.
Oh, my God. Yes. Maria Menounos.
Oh, by the way,
has to talk to the crowd.
That jacket's called a bolero.
Thank you.
Wait, the one that she was wearing?
Did I
you
say
would
that?
Miss you for that.
I don't know.
Was that called a rodeo jacket?
Did I get the skirt right?
That was a hat.
Oh, I haven't seen the picture. I'm just going based off the description. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Look up Fast Furious Gold Dress. Maria Menounos.
Is it gold or is it silver?
That's spelled the way that it sounds. Menounos.
Maria
right,
Menounos.
So we go back to school. He's learning more. He's drifting better. He goes to school. He's flirting.
Here we go
with Nayla.
Nayla.
He gets he sends her a DM.
Yeah, he's on.
And that's
school.
Where that's chat. Where Murren's been calling him a Bama boy.
That's
this
where
you
get Bama
time.
Boy. He's Bama underscore boy. That's his screen name.
First off, we start out the classroom with Asian Tina Fey, which is nice.
Oh, she's the teacher.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's cute.
I just mean like
it's hilarious
too. Shout out to 30 Rock.
What's really weird is that Neela's able to write in Japanese on a keyboard that has English on it. Does it also have Japanese?
Wait,
yeah, it's got both.
Okay, good. Yeah, I guess
I was worried. I was like, otherwise, how would you do this?
Yeah, and I guess I would assume it would just all be Japanese. But then, how would he write Bama Boy? How would he make his screen name? And
do you have any Gaijin laptops? You have Windows Gaijin. Oh, one of our new sponsors,
all.
Windows Gaijin.
Okay,
for all you outsiders.
I've done the Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a cropped jean jacket, a crop top, and a pencil skirt.
Okay.
Boom.
So what's a bolero then?
It's
well,
the short jacket.
It's kind of a bolero, but it because it's a jean jacket.
Oh, so
it would
be
a
material
jean jacket. A bolero yeah. would be it's like a short, oh, like a rib cage.
It looks like a dressier version, like a night, like a something you'd wear. Yeah,
like they wear at Fogo de Chão.
That's real good denim jacket.
Yeah, cool.
It's like wax denim jacket.
There's a lot of sequins in that outfit.
Raw
and Nayla goes out with 8-Head for a nice fancy dinner. Guys, there are so many new sponsors in this
yes.
clip.
Sapporo.
There are so many new sponsors. Let's go over them, shall
sure.
we? Boss Coffee, welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Black. Pepsi Twist.
Oh, what? Whoa.
Whoa, Pepsi Twist.
Yep. If you look at minute 58 and 49 seconds, you get Boss. There's lots of Boss Coffees.
Yeah,
every
yeah,
kind.
All, sorts
all
of.
Across the top.
Yeah, the bottom is Pepsi Twist, CC Lemon. Something double man grape.
Bubble man grape. Come on.
Does it say bubble?
Bubble.
Oh, bubble man grape.
Dakara.
Dakara.
Green tea drink.
Three things. Lipton.
Yes,
Lipton. Welcome,
Lipton. Yeah.
And Decavits.
Because it gives you Decavits.
Yep.
I'm glad we were so close
Zoe,
to having it
Zoe
be Coke. Decavits. That would have been a real conflict.
Oh. Yeah, that would have been awkward.
Close. And then I believe they pan over, and your next sponsor is just lobster dinner.
Yeah, there's lobster dinner.
yeah, that lobster
was
dinner.
That was a real Pepsi twist.
I was not expecting that. Pepsi twist. We have to say that from now on.
Yeah.
Something unexpected happens.
Pepsi twist!
It's a real Pepsi
twist
at the end
there. I like
the fact
that there's a full steak, potato, green bean dinner. Apparently, you just pop in the money and it spits it right out.
Yeah, it's like an automat.
I wish we had someone on that could actually explain this. Maybe Neil will pipe in once he listens to the episode. Is this a thing that really exists there?
Apparently it is. I think they
I believe
do a
it.
Lot of... I feel like they do a lot to really open up like more nuanced Japanese exposure because we don't have a lot of this. So I do think some of the weirder things about the lifestyle, their living situations, the fact that there's an entire restaurant based around vending machine food, but high-end vending machine food, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very vended lifestyle.
I like it. I like these single servings. It's very Fight Club.
Yeah, and it's like 400 yen. That's like $4. So that's pretty affordable for cheesy whatever corn dog ovipositor thing going on in the middle there.
I think my favorite part of this scene is when he's like, wait, you weren't born here? Or I thought you were born here. Really? You think she's born there? Maybe she is, but she's not from there. Doesn't matter if you were born there or not, if you're not Japanese.
Yeah, he says I'm not such a gaijin after all, and she says I hate that word. I hate that word.
Yeah, what is her accent?
She's Australian.
Yeah. No, she's not.
I don't think so.
She
though.
Was born there. Her mother was Australian, but I presume her father was Japanese and she grew up in Japan indicates that she didn't really have a relationship with her mother, was taken in by...
I mean, and then like Sean's mother and father don't have his accent either.
Excuse me? What did you just call him?
Who's Sean? Scuzz?
Who the hell's Sean?
I would like to take a moment to point out the fact that while they do the wide shot of them eating their coffee boss and whatever they're eating out of their boxes.
Coffee boss black.
She's sitting there in what we can only guess is a skirt that is literally so short that her naked lady bits are probably sitting on that public ass chair.
What, you think she's not wearing undies?
Japan is a very clean country, so it's probably...
You still want to get other people's butt germs on things when you sell...
Don't worry, remember, it's Japan. They sell underwear in those same vending machines, so no problem.
Maybe she just bought a new pair before she put this on?
Or a seat cover?
Yeah, they're like seat underwear.
You should put a little plastic shopping bag on it.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of Neela on that chair.
Can we talk about night drifting?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We're watching Night Drifting. That's called her on her chair.
We have to clear up what's going on with Neela, though. Okay? So she says, like, her mom died when she was 10. Mm-hmm. And
she's a Disney princess.
Yeah.
She had... DK's grandmother then took her in with, like, no explanation. So I'm like,
so does DK's grandmother have an Australian accent?
Yeah, she does. She's a grandma.
I'm wondering if DK's dad is actually her father, and that's the reason why they decided to all of a sudden take her in, which makes it super gross when DK is getting all close with her later.
Oh, yeah. And also, because he says he misses his... No, because his uncle... Yeah, well, no, that would make the guy in the white suit her dad.
No, because he's...
That's his uncle.
DK's dad is the one...
Oh, so you're saying they're brother and sister.
They're half siblings.
Half siblings.
Or at least step siblings or something.
But just
they are step siblings.
So everything else is okay.
The bottom half stuck to that chair, George. Yeah.
Just don't let those Pikachu balls come out.
No. Gotta keep those in.
Anyway.
You collect marbles? No.
That was the noise of her getting off the chair.
Lobster dinner.
Well, this is definitely Boss Coffee Black. This is drifting
after dark. Yeah.
Okay, you didn't see that coming. Pepsi twist.
I'm gonna go eat my dinner now, guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wait, what?
We're really in the Pepsi thick of it.
You're really leaving?
No.
Oh.
Okay. She has to go warm up her vending machine.
I have to go figure out the right series of buttons to push to get the dinner I want.
That's how you gotta live life. Hey, I don't live life for dinner. I don't drift for dinner.
Just go put some ketchup on it.
A really cool restaurant. Not
so
far
back,
from
back
me
to
called
it.
Adrift.
Back to it. Night drifting.
Yeah.
With question mark friends. Jesse's dad? Question mark? Question mark? Question mark?
Jesse's dad.
Who are these other people drifting behind her?
Night drifters.
It's not explained.
It's her night drift
girl crew.
No, it's her night
her
drift
night
group.
Drift group.
Like
I'm in night drift.
Yeah.
It's like night school for drifting.
It's like
it's like police academy for
remedial
never
drifting.
Mind.
It's like those runners groups that you see when you're leaving the park.
Okay, I got you.
Just go to the right place. They'll show up.
It's too on the nose to do Tai Chi, so they're like, okay, we're gonna night drift. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something different.
Yeah, that's their night drift group.
And I like that they're just casually talking like this. He didn't ever bring it up. He's not like, who are these people behind us?
No, it's because...
We went to dinner by ourselves.
They found it on a meetup. They were on meetup.
Yeah, meetup.
Like,
the drifting
group
section, yeah.
I just figured it was her friends.
It's 2015, so I'm sure there's a Facebook group for this. For this
night drifting.
I'm sure.
Probably.
I'm going to look for it.
This scene is so relaxing. I love this scene.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like drifting is poetry.
Yeah.
Like a haiku.
Like
it's
you get
really
the night
nice
and the lights.
Without sound on.
It is. Just watching it, it's just because they're all going in complete sync.
Well, and you don't have to hear either of their accents.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think the less you hear the screeching of the tires, the more relaxing drifting is. Like the more
I hate to live there near there.
Yeah, that means
we moved up into the freaking mountains, and this is what we have to hear all night.
Just echoes down the hills.
Yeah.
Damn night drifters.
God damn night drifters ruined it. And this is, I mean, we're only 18 minutes away from the end of this chunk, yet so much happens in the next 18 minutes.
Yeah, they just drift into the outside living room.
Hey, Francis.
Oh, yeah, my cat just popped up. Didn't have to mention it, but thanks, George. Thanks for remembering her name. It's really sweet.
Yeah, it's a good cat.
I did find on drifting groups, there's Slide Society on Facebook.
Ooh.
BMW Drift and Ready Set Drift.
Oh, boo. Slide Society is, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, that's the one
we renamed the group.
Slide Society Drifting Classified.
That will now be the, we'll name that the group of the messenger group that's out there now. We'll call the Slide Society.
And we won't tell them why.
Nope. Gotta listen to the episode, baby. And DK's gotten wind of him wooing Nayla.
That's because he went to that same place and saw her imprint on the chair.
I know that imprint. That's
like,
Nayla.
I know those
lady I know parts. Those Pikachu balls anywhere.
That is clearly
I gave
Australian.
Them to her. Or gave them to her.
The lightning tail.
Does DK now have an accent?
Yeah. DK.
Yeah. I'm DK
Magic
the Drift King. Yeah. I like this Sanford and Son vibe. It's just Han's gang has a very, like, they're very portable.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, they're super comfortable. They're just sitting in lawn chairs.
Han's reading a Hulk comic, so we got another Hulk connection there. Hulk.
That's what I'm wondering about Lil Bow Wow. Is there, like, what's this connection?
He has a Hulk car.
I'm wondering if the director has a Hulk thing.
If he does, you know.
That's an assumption on his own personal space.
Yeah.
And DK is the king of the walk up and punch. He does it twice in this chunk alone. This next 18 minutes, he does it twice. He's big on punching people first, asking questions later.
He's got to move. You think you just like kick him in the kneecap first and you just completely derail that thing.
Or duck. I don't know.
Well, if you duck, he can hit you again. If you kick him in the kneecap, he's out.
Tells him to get rid of Nate.
Han has a good line here. He says, grab a chair. We're about to roast marshmallows. He's a very cool guy.
It's a lie. They're not.
I wish they were literally roasting marshmallows out on the pier there.
Over a tire fire.
Like walked out of the garage with like a bag of Stay Puff. Like,
over the black smoke of the tire fire. And
that
like,
way you, like, people like the surface is black.
Going to make Japanese s'mores with those green tea Kit Kats.
Ooh,
that actually sounds really good. I want to try that now.
You might be onto something.
So tire fire s'mores with
roasted I like that smell. Is that mesquite? No, it's Goodyear. Oh, yep. Okay.
Get you right in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Hey, tires ain't
cheap.
Ooh,
mommy.
No, tires ain't cheap. Ooh, mommy. So Ding Dong McGee over here has been through two sets of tires already today. Does he?
Wait, did you change your name from Unlimited Breadsticks to Ding Dong McGee?
You think I call myself Ding Dong McGee? No,
his name's Scuzz. It's Scuzz.
Bama boy.
I don't know.
Bama
Ding
boy,
Dong
yeah.
McGee is kind of winning me over. Then
Ding Dong McGee is good.
Scuzz.
He's definitely a Ding Dong McGee, and he thinks it's just like
his head looks
okay
like a ding dong
to like burn through two sets of tires in one day. And he's just like, give me another. I'll have another.
Well, they're really thin tires.
Barkeep.
Robin, you would know, right? Those are thin. They're thin than normal road tires, right?
Yeah, yeah. The rubber and the traction and the vulcanization, basically.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for working for an auto magazine. I see why.
Welcome. Vulcanization.
Live long and
man. I mean, your name is Wheelman. You should know more than the word vulcanization.
I know. I'm not getting into the rims. So,
hello. Wow. That's where the Pikachu balls come in.
That's rimming.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's called rimming in the culture, right?
Pepsi twist. Did it again.
Oh boy.
That's the move that you do to dislodge the anyway.
Yeah.
You do the if you don't do the Pepsi twist.
Robin's new name is Remington Steel.
Oh.
Or Pikachu balls.
Or that.
Boss Dark Coffee.
I'm about to get into the pausing period of my James Bond rewatch.
Mm-hmm. Pepsi Twist is actually a good name for put it on the list, everybody.
As a razor name?
User?
Yeah, razor name. Pepsi
so you
Twist,
get
like,
you
why?
Get your sponsor right in the name then.
Yep. That's actually not bad. Nayla's not happy. Goes to see DK and he's in his 1920s mobster lair with his flapper girls.
He just needed like a hookah or opium, I guess. Yeah. Make it all good.
Or opium.
It's really.
And she says it's over. It makes the girls leave.
You've changed.
But not so different to you and I.
That was an interesting thing. When he said, yeah, you've changed. You used to be my brother. And now,
you're
like
a weird boyfriend for me, I guess.
Yeah.
But you also have other girls. It's weird that she also.
Also, I'm in high school. Yeah. And you're not.
Maybe
and
not.
Wigdar is somehow.
I don't know. Maybe.
Wigdar looks older than you.
Maybe DK just doesn't attend school. Maybe, but he might still be high school aged.
He's too cool for school.
Yeah. I like that she calls him DK. Like, when. Has he can't have been Drift King his whole life, so he has a real name, which is Takashi.
Yeah, he's.
As we find out.
No, it's Robert B.
Richard B. Riddick.
Richard B.
So I thought she was calling. I thought that people were calling him TK because his name is Takashi because someone says it in this chunk.
Yeah.
I thought it was TK.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you had watched the previous chunks, then you would know that it stands
why
for.
Why would I do that? That's
yeah.
Not
that's crazy.
On
brand.
That's not on brand.
It stands
that's
for Drift King or Donkey Kong.
Someone was looking for guests in the Minute Makers group last week, and I was like, oh, I think I'm available, but I've seen that movie. I don't think I can go on.
Nobody wants to. I mean, the one time you watched the movie for us, we were taken aback.
Yeah.
And I remembered every line.
On that,
you're like, no, I believe the line is this, and we're like, wow.
The
okay.
kid of this age.
But you guys mentioned it. He says, we're not so different, you and I, which is a total trope. And actually, they bring it back in the next movie. Braga says to Dom, we're not so different, you and me.
Ooh.
So.
Which is grammatically correct.
Which is the appropriate grammar, yes.
Me is, I think me is correct, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
In that
but
case.
With DK, English isn't his first language, so.
Nope, Australian is. Because his dad's Australian. Mate.
English isn't Braga's first language either.
True.
Yeah, the people that learn it as a secondary language often learn it correct.
That is actually not. I think that's a nice fantasy.
Okay.
We speak it the best. USA.
Well,
go America.
That's another.
America. So what's happening now?
We're not so different, you and I. They're doing the 1-inch talk, the 2-inch talking. It's like more like 1 centimeter talking at this point. And then Uncle Kamada comes in, and he is a straight up G.
Kamada?
I thought they were gonna play Connect Four on that giant
Sunny Chiba.
Connect
Uncle
Four
Dick
board.
Tracy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Just dropping all the
Other than being yellow, it's all white. It's all white clothes. Very nice. No Dick Tracy yellow, but it's. He comes in. Looks like a gangster. He's waiting on his cut.
Yeah, you know who this actor is.
Sonny
Chiba! Hattori Hanzo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you must have a very big rat.
What is that from?
Kill Bill.
Okay.
Where he plays Hattori Hanzo.
He is unhappy because his partner is stealing from DK, and DK did not know this.
And he goes on this whole thing about how, for want of a nail, that old proverb.
Yep.
He leaves out a step.
If you give a mouse a nail, it won't want the the horseshoe. And then if you give a mouse the horseshoe, it won't want to ride anywhere.
If you throw a
horseshoe at a nail,
no one wants to eat that cheese anymore.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah, it's the.
You're going to give it diabetes.
Where's the other 11, bitch? Oh, I'm sorry. That's if you give a Liz a cookie.
But you always expect 12.
You just want a regular dozen?
Dozen.
What about a baker's dozen?
I'm not being.
She's not
I'm
greedy.
Not greedy.
She's a giver.
So he leaves it. He leaves out a mess. It's the rider. He doesn't mention the rider.
For one of the horse, the rider was lost. Yeah.
Loss of the rider.
For
the
one of the rider,
deliver.
The message.
He also leaves out the battle. You could say the battle was lost, and then the war was lost, but.
Yeah, I wrote the whole quote down. So he's basically saying, like, the horse was the thing that was delivering the message.
It's Mr. Ed. That's what you don't know.
Hey, Wilbur. Han's stealing from you.
I have a message for the general. Oh, my God, it's a talking horse. No, don't worry about that part. Go get the general.
Are you War Horse?
The general. Says the
Wait,
insurance.
Is that the plot of that War Horse movie? I
it's
never
a talking
saw
horse.
It.
Yeah.
It's actually basically Mulan.
It's the plot of 1917.
Wow. I can't wait.
Two horses have to deliver a message.
Two horses, one message. DK is very unhappy.
Oh, I wrote down that he was Hattori Hanzo, and Hattori autocorrected on my phone to Hat Pro. And he is a Hat Pro. Which is not
it's appropriate.
It's pretty great. That's Uncle a smooth criminal.
Also
hat
a Hat Pro.
Uncle Hat Pro.
Uncle Hat Pro. Just as for nothing, just looks at the picture and goes, "I miss your dad. See ya." your partner stealing from you. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm here to create a conflict.
Later, skater.
Get real mad.
It's the only reason I exist in this movie. Yeah, so we go to Han's garage. Han is working on his car, which is, it's nice to see that Han works on his own car.
Yeah.
And, of course, here comes DK with his signature move.
Walk up and punch.
Yep.
And he clocks him right in the face. He's like, hey.
And don't we? Is this where we see Sean and Neela, or Scuzz and Neela just sort of sitting looking at each other and not and awkwardly not saying anything?
Like, oh,
with
okay.
With some teacups or sake cups.
I don't really know how to talk if we're not drinking Pepsi Twist.
Han is so cool in this moment, though.
Oh, it's so cool.
He's just the coolest.
We're not Boy Scouts.
But again, I don't like him because I think Han is more honorable than that. I don't think he would.
You're looking at a man at the bottom of his ladder, his barrel. He's spiraled, man. He's like found himself in Japan after a traumatic event with a lot of money, and he's kind of living on
the
edge.
The Han we see the most of is the Han before Giselle dies. That's who you're thinking of, and he's different now. Furious Six.
Guess what? I watched it in release order. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you jackass.
No, it would make sense in release order because he's
in release order he's a mystery, so this does make sense. He's
I like it when he runs over Wigdar. That's great.
Yeah, that was my next note.
I just realized Wigdar's that Han and I basically have the same haircut.
Oh, nice!
Hey, you got a Han cut.
A Han cut. Yeah,
it's
a good look.
And unfortunately, Robin has Wigdar's hair, which
is way better than the
upsetting.
Mo.
It's an orange page boy haircut. It's very Prince
Valiant.
Moving
forward.
The least cool – DK pulls a gun. The least cool way you can pull a gun is to have a cock it with your other hand. That is the least cool thing. Like,
How else are you going to cock it?
You cock it with your finger, your thumb.
Well, you can do that if it has
a hammer,
automatic.
It has a hammer. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Because there's the other kind of – like the automatics where like the whole top of it is like – you have to like cock it like a – cock it like it's hot.
Cock it like it's hot.
Exactly. That's
cock it like it's on.
All right, start twerking if you keep singing that.
Also, I love that Bow Wow's like he has a brain moment on the sofa. He's like, okay, a gun has been pulled. What am I going to do? I'm going to close everybody in here.
Yeah, with the murderer, with the potential
I'm
murder.
Gonna trap him with us.
But it's also a distraction.
It is a distraction that I'm sure Han has worked this out with him beforehand. He's like, hey, if anybody ever comes in here, there's
pull
a
the
quick
gun
release
on
button.
Yeah, let's do a garage door with a half lemon Pepsi Twist.
But like, make sure the back garage door is open so that I can get away.
Yeah.
But everybody else, you're on your
make sure there's
up.
A Make sure there's a car underneath it so it doesn't close all the way. And we can still get out.
Yeah, yeah. This only works if they're pulled in halfway. And if Scuzz's That's car can get said. Out. Don't tell him I call him Scuzz.
Yeah, so Han makes a break for it. He's in the getaway car, and all the guys are after him, and Scuzz is following him, and Nihilus following him. They're all together. There's going to be a big race scene. It's our last eight, six minutes.
It's a chase.
Of a race.
You know
it's
what
a pretty
bothers,
long chase.
Yeah, this chase is beautiful, but you know what bothers me about this chase? If Neela has been drifting for so long, why isn't she driving?
That is a
why
really
is
good
the
point.
Why is the new kid driving?
Because it's not her car.
Because
I don't care.
She's the better driver if you want to get away.
He just learned to drift in the last week.
Yeah, Scuzz learned to drift like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Better question is, if this whole thing just went down, why did she get in the car with him?
I don't know, but if Neela had been driving, maybe Han would have been alive and not alive, dead, alive again somehow?
Maybe this is, she was this is a whole, like, For Want of the Nail
alive,
thing.
Alive, alive, dead, alive again sometime.
Maybe this is the Pepsi twist in the fact that the garage door was the first part, and the second part is faking his own death.
Oh, when we get to that moment, yeah, I think now there's way, they put in way too many moments of that could definitely be faking the death.
Yeah.
Well, because
there's not enough shots of him. He needs. I need to see.
You
his
don't
burning
see him.
Carcass,
yeah,
basically.
You don't see him.
You
die.
Need to see a him Vader, like his.
Yeah, you see. You see him. The car flips over. He's like. He's hurt.
I need to see a. I need to see a Han fire.
He's definitely.
He's hurt.
A Han fire of the van.
Vanity.
The
van is a. It's a car.
Vanities.
Han fire of the vanities.
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
But you know what you could do with that Han fire? Roasted marshmallows. Yeah.
Yep.
Tastes better than a tire fire.
They're driving through the underground. Oh, the World Flower Show's in town, guys.
Oh, nice. If you look in the background. Can we stop there?
Yeah. The World Flower Show. I don't go to regionals anymore.
No.
I stopped.
Once I've been to the
now,
World Show, you can't go back.
Well, I have this large black man with a mohawk, and he takes a team of us in a van around the world, and we go to flower shows. And we also solve mysteries.
You got to solve the crimes.
Nice. Who
took the prize tulips?
That's the price of entry to the flower show.
Is solving a mystery?
Yeah. Oh, my
print
gosh.
It on the tickets.
Yep.
On the ticket. No.
You know
ticket.
Where flower one shows mystery. Are really big? For that reason, Duckburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
It's a shared cinematic universe with
it is. They're connected.
So they drive through what can only be called underground Tokyo, mm-hmm. and then they come out into that same. It must be. Is that a famous intersection that with
yeah,
all,
we
all those
talked
people?
About it. It's the Shibuya scramble crossing.
Yeah, Shibuya cross
Shibuya.
Scramble.
Yeah, it's the Shibuya cross scramble. Sure.
Before
you can just throw words
we do
at
get,
me.
Wigdar does crash
we talked about it last
before
chunk.
This.
I don't remember what happened the last chunk.
Maybe you should listen to your own show, Jonathan.
I got other things going on, man.
Is that the part that got
it
erased?
Is.
So Wigdar does crash.
Shibuya Station.
Yeah.
I'm working on a Dune podcast. It's halfway done. It's going
to
be awesome.
Good job. Have fun with that.
So Wigdar crashes. He's trying to get Scuzz off the road, but he ends up...
Now, does Wigdar die?
He can't do anything right.
Yeah, he's the guy who keeps screwing
up. He's just got, like, all broken limbs.
Oh, yeah, he definitely loses his shit again. He lost his shit before.
The shot before the shot before he crashes reminded me of, like, a pod racer crashing in episode one. Mm-hmm. He's just like, oh, no!
He definitely has that quadrinero.
He has a real quadrinero vibe.
Quadrinero's is in effect here.
And then DK passes by, and it reminded me of Fury Road, and I just wanted to say, mediocre!
You know what would be really useful right now?
Hmm.
The blue shell.
Oh,
jump right to the front.
Blue shell totally take that guy out.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe at least a banana.
Yep.
They drive into... I'm not saying the name of that.
Shibuya.
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 Drives into Shibuya, and there's like 5,000 people mm-hmm. crossing the street.
At 10 p.m.
It says in the Wikipedia page, it's one of the most popular crosswalks in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they show this flashback in like every corresponding movie, you have to see him skidding through this intersection first before the whole.
Well, because it's beautiful.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's a great shot.
Now, is this CG? Do we know or is this practical? I feel like I don't want it to be practical because it scares me.
It's CG.
It's got to be CG.
From far away,
yeah.
Right? From that far away.
Did the faraway shot CG?
Like, I mean, the car's not CG. They did the car with
nobody
people, there, and then
they put the people in there. Yeah,
people.
Yeah. It's not that hard to
those
do that.
People have to be CG. You can't choreograph that many.
Oh, listen
that
to listen to ILM over here. It's not that hard to do that. Real Weta.
Just
real
cut.
Weta
just make them orcs. Just make them whatever you want.
Yeah, you do the orc copy paste.
Yeah,
copy paste. Yeah, copy paste.
There's just one orc standing there. That'd be great.
Meat's back on the menu, boys.
The grifting's back on the menu.
For the horde.
I thought you were gonna say for the horse.
No, for the horse, the one that didn't get the shoe, that didn't go to the war.
We're gonna eat it.
You remember the?
What do you smell? Burnt rubber.
The tooth. Remember the tooth.
The tooth.
I always tell the tooth.
He drifts through all of them, and it's supposed to be like the moment of, yep, Scuzz has got it.
He's yeah, like time kind of stops, sound
Thank
cuts
God
out.
He learned to drift.
Yeah.
Now.
It's not that he learned how to drift that he doesn't kill anybody. It's the fact that everybody got out of the way.
They move.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything.
There's no comment on how cool he is.
It's only because his targets this time were mobile. They got out of the way.
I really wish he had clipped just somebody a little bit.
Just like somebody shopping.
Like, sorry.
Somebody's shopping bag. They're like, I just bought that.
Or a baby stroller full of cans. Yes. Just like, no, my cans.
That man turned out to be Dom's brother, John Cena. Yeah, that's why he's back to get him. we DK goes in reverse. Or is that next? Yeah, that's after this.
That's after the...
Puts his car in reverse and he's shooting through the windshield.
That's actually a pretty good
move. Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I would have just had a friend get in the car with me and have them shoot, but...
Well, his friend just died.
Yeah, he lost his friend back there.
His only friend.
His high school friend.
Yeah, this guy was in high school.
He was the only one that was available on a school night.
Yeah, you give him the gun because he's under 18. If he gets caught with it, it's not a felony. He just goes to juvie.
Because laws are the same everywhere.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that's definitely how Japan laws work.
He's like, I learned this from Brian O'Connor in the last movie.
Orange juice?
Yeah, I'm drinking a carton of orange juice. I'm sick. I'm trying to get my vitamin C.
And they go through a couple of intersections, and Scuzz and Neela get hit. They fall to the side.
Spoiler! I'm kidding. That's because
they all have spoilers on their cars.
They just flew right off when they got hit. It's pretty cool.
DK spins back around, drives across the, and then Han gets just T-boned. Oh. By now
John
we know
Cena.
By
John
dun,
Cena
dun, dun, dun. By Owen Shaw,
Deckard Shaw.
Deckard, that's not Owen. Yeah, Deckard Shaw. And Han's car is Han's
it's
gone.
Funny.
Han's car is
no. It's
gone.
Funny.
He's upside
so
down.
So watching this, yeah, pretty... he flips over. So watching this, like it does with the knowledge that this is Deckard Shaw. It does kind of look intentional. Like, the car that hits him doesn't really slow down.
Nope. Kind of powers through.
Yeah.
If you look really closely, you can see Dom's cross laying in front of Han. Liz, that's a quote for something that's going to happen later.
I got distracted. I went back to watch the crowd drift again. So I'm a few seconds behind.
Okay, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah, and Han blows up. And burns to death.
Well, you see him in the car, and he's hurt.
Let's talk about this. Let's break it down.
I'm gonna pull it up so I can check everything.
Car's upside down. He's obviously struggling a little bit. He's a little shook up. He's bloody.
There's a little Pepsi twist coming out of the gas tank.
Fire. Yeah, that shit's flammable.
Do not want to get Pepsi thick hot or Pepsi twist.
You also don't want to get Pepsi thick hot.
No,
Pepsi thick is like napalm.
You have to get Pepsi thick hot, then you can twist it.
That's the only way you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Pull it. Just don't with your bare hands. We got to have a tool because if you pull with your bare hands, it'll burn you to the bone.
Or sometimes if you pull too hard, you'll leave part of it in there.
No.
And you got to make sure you pull the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll leave one of those Pikachu balls in there.
Yep.
Like he really looks stuck in there, though.
He looks stuck, but you. Yeah, you see him stuck in there, and then it cuts to a wide shot of the car blowing up. So you don't. You could have been pulled out. It could all be fake.
I think he gets pulled out because the amount of time between Scuzz turning. And you know they're going to add that. Scuzz going around that corner. They're going to put in. They're going to shoot another scene of him being dragged out of it by someone.
Yeah.
Who? I have no idea.
I didn't realize.
We never see the window on the other side, so it could be wide open.
Yeah, and he has a race car, so probably has one of those like pop release belts where he doesn't like, you know, it just comes off really easily.
But what if it wasn't ever Han driving? It's someone with a mask. A Han mask.
What? And now it's Mission Impossible.
It off.
All right. So and this brings up a good point of what do we think why Han is alive? And here's one of the things I think. I think something happened. He was only stealing the money because he was told to by someone else. He was working for the cops or some other company, like the Japanese intelligence agency. And so when DK came to kill him, they had to make him look like he was going to die so that he could continue working against the uncle. Question mark?
I mean, there's something there. Easy that he had an escape plan. He's like, okay.
Oh, you think it was just him on the lam?
He knew he was going to get caught.
Yeah, he was just playing the odds.
Yeah, he knew his game was going to be up soon at some point, and so he had to have a plan.
Oh, yeah. So he's playing the Plinkachu
card.
Yeah, the Plinkachu card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, so he fakes his own death, and then he scampers away.
You think one of his own people, like one of his own team, is in that other car? One of the girls?
No, one of the girls he picked up, yeah.
Garage. Like, they looked at each other kind of like, you know, like, you know, like they looked up and put their finger aside their nose, like, plan alpha.
That's what was on the napkin. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're a go for your fake death.
Yeah. That was how they
wow, they wrote it really big on that really big piece of paper.
If it is a Mission Impossible mask, this can make the previous scene that, Jonathan, you said he was acting out a character talking to DK make sense, because it's actually a different person.
Yes.
There's another theory that I saw online that was, what if Deckard Shaw was in on it the whole time and helped fake his death?
Okay.
Which I kind of like.
That looks...
But why would he do that?
I don't want to see an entire movie of that story, and I want it to be called The Han Job.
Sequel to The Italian Job.
Exactly.
There was already a sequel to The Italian Job. It was called The Brazilian Job.
Oh, I've seen that. There's just not enough
That's a lot of waxing.
Oh, we're all going for it. We're all trying. We're all
very smooth.
The montage in that is intense.
Yeah, you don't want to sit down on a metal chair after that.
No.
No. God.
You need some unguents and some salves.
It's a real lobster dinner.
Yes, all of you, I'm sure, are very aware of
how that works.
Post-Brazilian.
We have good imaginations.
I mean, who here hasn't?
Who here has it raw dogged it? Oh yeah.
On a metal chair at a vending machine restaurant? Everyone.
Oh, that's just how I roll.
Oh yeah.
Well, stick. But
not after a Brazilian.
Nope. No, that's true.
No, actually I think you might stick more.
There's
or slide.
Not immediately after.
Hey, you know what? You drift.
You drift a little bit.
You do anything, you definitely drift.
You just keep sliding down the chair. You're gonna slide down the chair.
Now back to the movie. Did Han pull out?
You know it'd be a great new racing name?
No, we're not doing it.
Yeah. One snail trail.
No.
Oh, no.
I knew that was coming. But yes, I think Han did pull out. I think he got out of the car, Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
They definitely left that open to change.
And
they're gonna show Scuzz like running from like two blocks away when they do the big
cars
flash drive
fast. He wrecked. They kept going. It could have very much been like 3 or 4 blocks away.
I'm coming on.
I should have been conditioning.
They didn't tell me.
I know I look like cardio. I'm in shape, but I'm not. I made fun of those football players, but that's because.
Strangely,
I look older than I did in Tokyo Drift.
I'm 63 years old. I can't run like this.
My 5-head is helping with the wind resistance, or it's not helping.
My
dad and I are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all grits.
I shouldn't eat that lobster dinner.
7% lard.
7% lard.
Like my mama raised me.
My stripper mama, who I love.
Who had to move around a lot because of me.
If you know what I mean.
She drifted.
Well, she
drifted.
It was all that lard. We just scooted
everywhere.
She
knows about pole drift.
So Scuzz leaves. They are, I guess, mourning him somehow.
Well, him and Neela, they have to take the train home. They're on public transportation. Yeah. I was trying to think, how many times do we see characters on public transportation in these movies? It's like the sign that you've hit the lowest
train,
part
of
your story.
But that train's not a passenger train. Yeah. It's not a passenger train. It's
Before we move on too far, I would like to point out that there's a point of willful ignoring of current canon by this new thing, the whole Deckard Shaw thing, because there's a cutaway scene, a wide shot, and someone is actively looking inside.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
And helping, trying to help.
Yeah, and then when they show same scene in Furious 6, that doesn't happen. They just erase
that. He just hops out, and then he flicks a cigarette or whatever, and
it's like, I'm coming for you, dumb. So yeah, they can do whatever. Whatever they need to change.
They take mass transit back to their house, back to the shanty, back to dad's shanty.
Out the other window. The other window's wide open. It's not compressed like that.
Yeah. All right.
They're just playing Fast
the
and Furious.
The jaws of life, Robin. They had them there.
It's a real Pepsi twist.
It's a couple of Pepsi twists.
I bet they said that on set. I bet they looked at each other and went, this is going to be a real Pepsi twist in about 12 years.
Yeah, don't tell no one.
Yeah, they are confronted by DK in front of his house.
Don't tell Han the babysitter's dead.
Why does DK show up at his house?
To finish what he started. Or because Neela's still with...
Yeah, because he was after...
But how do you know where Neela was going?
He was after Scuzz over his girl, but then he was after Han over the business thing. So Han's dead now. Like, so this is, so I guess it's just
literally
personal,
got a checklist?
Like,
yeah.
He has a checklist. He's like, well, Han dead. Okay. Sorry. I talk like this. Han dead. Now, got to go get Scuzz.
I can't put the Ed Hardy design on the other side of my car till I get two more killings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to pay it off.
I can't go to the World Flower Show with no murdering, with only one murder.
He's got a bedazzled jewel on the side of his car for every body he's dropped.
Mm-hmm. His dad shows up and saves him. He pulls a gun. At least he didn't deck him. At least he didn't deck Scuzz. I thought he was jumping out of the car to deck him again.
Well, Scuzz did that to him. He did the run up and started punching him.
He didn't give him a chance. Yep. He's like, chance. I know how this goes.
They had got to give me a chance.
Did you guys notice that they original Fast and Furious tank topped it, but they did it with long shirts? Scuzz is now wearing the white shirt, and DK's wearing the black one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They went back to the old trope of, we need to remind everyone who the bad guy is and who the good guy is. And he beats him up on the hood of the car. He pulls the gun, and then his dad's standing
Major
behind
Dad
him.
To the rescue.
I wouldn't do that.
Major Dad to the rescue.
Oh, Major Dad. I love that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think their shirts were designed by Dom Henley?
There's layers to that joke, and they're taken off.
Yeah.
Yeah, slowly. There's one layer left now.
Shirts and skins. Shirts and scuzzes.
Shirts and scuzzes. basically Neela gives up and goes with DK.
I'm very disappointed.
And DK says, well, I'll finish this later. That's when if I was your father, I would shoot him.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Well, he did say he's going to kill you later. So I'm going
to
shoot him
now. I guess I get to kill him now.
I'm a military officer.
I'm allowed to
no
have
one
this
one would
gun.
Ever
yeah.
think
that
anything.
Ding-dong's yeah, not.
People would be like, this guy came out of nowhere.
He
and attacked
threatened
my son.
His life. Threatened my son's life.
Well, I'll most likely kill you in the morning.
Guns are really tightly regulated in Japan, right? So
they
like,
really are. They're very hard to come by unless you're a gangster.
So the military
is you have a gun and a tattoo, you're automatically assumed you're in the Yakuza. And I am not making that up.
I mean, it's
you're spitting
a
the tooth right there.
Stand your gaijin rule, right?
Stand your gaijin. I can't stand your gaijin.
I can't stand your gaijin. And he wants to send him home. Dad. This is where the dad comes in.
Dad.
He wants to send him home, but he's like, Dad, I got to finish what I started. I didn't get into drifting to quit. What? His dad's like, what the hell are you talking about?
You don't drift to win, but you don't drift to quit either.
I'm an honorable man. I don't drift it and quit it.
Look, I have got a lot of Pikachu balls up in the air right now, and I need to make sure I take care of
them. Only about two-thirds of them are actually up in the air. The other third is, well,
up somewhere
you don't
want
to know, Dad. Yeah.
Dad, you know that place where they serve the food out of the vending machine? It's like, oh, I know it.
I'm basically like a Plinko machine in here.
He's been there. He's in the military.
He's been to
he's
that
gotten a
machine.
Brazilian wax before.
Yeah, he knows.
That's what
he
they knows. Do on your first day. They have to shave your head, and then they wax your backside. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, they shave your privates. Yeah,
I gotta shave those privates.
He's a sergeant. That's what he's supposed to do. His job is to shave.
Sergeant, Dad, sergeant
I made
major.
A real big mess. I gotta go get it waxed off.
Oh, I got a mess.
I got a
damn
mess
below.
That needs waxed.
It's a damn briar patch,
and that's where this chunk ends with us seeing Han die and him being. Being a real man and his father kind of giving him props and being like, well, you're better than I am, a better man than I am, or you're not me, or you're not making the same mistake.
Yeah.
I'd be better if his dad had been like, you know, son,
you get it
you're
from
kind of like that. You're kind of like that nail that went in that horseshoe. Oh my God, Dad, I know it. I know the saying Neela told me. It's all fine.
There's a whole nail motif between the nail that sticks up, gets hammered down, and the horseshoe.
If another horse delivers a message to me, I'm just going to leave this country. Hey,
you know that my superior officer is a horse.
You know your nails are the metric system?
I have some bonus content for you if you'd like me to share it.
Bonus content.
Because I saw Sonic over the weekend. Did you guys see it?
No.
Talk about maybe boner content.
Sonic the Hedgehog. One of the producers.
Take my pants off. Hold on. Actually, let me put my pants back on and then take them off.
Let me get my hedgehog out.
Well, it's only a hedgehog, George, because you know I haven't gotten my Brazilian yet.
Exactly. It's prickly in all the right places.
All right.
Neil H. Moritz is one of the producers of this movie. And, of course, it says right across the poster from one of the producers. Former producer.
He is not anymore. He got kicked off. So he got kicked out of family.
He's getting his references in this movie. Would you like me to spoil the references?
Yes. Oh, so spoiler for Sonic the Hedgehog.
The movies. Yeah. There's three to the Fast and the Furious movies, and there's one to the Cast and the Furious podcast, because Neil is a listener, obviously.
Clearly.
His family. So one of them is Sonic and James Marsden are hanging out in a bar. Don't ask.
Don't tell.
They get into a dart game.
That's how very military of you.
Marsden throws a couple of darts, and then all of a sudden Sonic does like 100 darts at the dartboard. And, of course, they go all over the wall, and then they hit like a stack of Corona cans, and they just start spraying.
Oh, okay, nice. But they were cans? They weren't bottles?
They were cans. You can't fist them then.
And they got exploded. That's him kind of being like,
The other one is Sonic says something like, oh, we're family or whatever. And I think Marsden's like, oh, like Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious. And he's like, yeah, kind of like that.
Wait. My hand's going up. How does Sonic the Hedgehog know about the Fast and Furious franchise? Isn't he from another
No, 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 John. No. The question is, how would he not?
Sonic has seen more movies than I have.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's lived in a cave for many years, actually, after leaving his world.
And all he had to do in that cave was watch Fast and the Furious movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And the last one is Sonic wakes up from being knocked out, and he's like, what year is it? Is The Rock president?
No.
Huh? And,
nice.
And
not the Nicolas Cage movie.
Anyway, yeah. Marsden also
Alcatraz president.
James Marsden makes a reference to his wife, and he says, he's like, oh, I could really use we could go to Olive Garden. He's like, because when you're there, you're family. And then at the end of the movie, as a consolation prize to Marsden from like the military for helping with Sonic, he gets a gift card to Olive Garden.
And gets them unlimited breadsticks.
Yep.
They talk about it.
They talk about
Rob,
unlimited breadsticks.
Very, very, very important
See,
question.
I'm
is
in
it
Sonic.
Just like a $50 gift card, or is it unlimited pasta?
That's very
no.
Important.
It's like a it's probably like a $25.
There were
gift
a
card.
Limited number of those unlimited pasta passes, and
yeah, and you pass them down
from generation to generation, from father to son.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a black drifting style gift to me.
My grandfather taught me about drifting.
Son, I bequeath to you my unlimited supply of garlic scented diarrhea.
Hey, those breadsticks are good.
Oh, man.
I still have this. It's sitting in my wallet. I'm
see?
Holding up a $25.
That is a limited amount of breadsticks.
Did you get that for going to see Sonic?
No.
You get a Sonic gift certificate of seeing Sonic.
Okay, yeah. Chili cheese puffs or whatever.
Hey, just so you know, if anyone ever sees me as, you know, those military challenge coins, if you challenge me with an Olive Garden gift card, that's a big deal. That's our new calling card. We need to start getting those gift cards. Like, go to the Olive Garden, get one, and be like, no, I don't want to put any money on it. I just want to buy the card.
Oh, just,
how
yeah,
much
just
for?
Go
just
to
go
the grocery
take
store.
One off the grocery store.
Yeah, steal them. Don't activate them. And just hand
it's
them
a
out.
It's stealing, then.
There's no money on it. It's just a piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's stealing. It's stealing. Han, you guys are Han.
There's no intrinsic
that's the game,
value
Jonathan.
To the card.
All right. I didn't learn to drift so I could steal Olive Garden gift certificates.
As long as you...
Then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
As long as you recycle it when you're done challenging people on
you're
the street
right,
with
right.
it.
Earth First, Captain Planet, as you know, one of the people who we'd like to
was,
be put into
was
the Fast and Furious
inspired
franchise.
Inspired casting.
Yeah. I would also like to thank our other sponsor, Over the Hedge, which I'm...
on Blu-ray.
Which is actually a documentary on Brazilian waxing.
Yep, it is.
Hold on.
No, that's Behind the Hedge.
It's under the hedge.
So yes, that's a good place to end this episode. What do you
it's
think?
Actually a pretty short one. Sure. Wow.
Yeah,
we only had one recording for this.
We drifted right into it. This Well, you guys can give me. We did this before on another show when a main character died. Do you guys want to give a quick eulogy to Han? To say a few words about what you think, what your thoughts are on Han?
Yeah, I'll go first because I know the most about him.
Okay,
she does because everything about this movie is what she's seen.
Han, I like your hair. I think it might look better on me, but it did okay for you too. I didn't know you that well, but I really like the chill vibe of your crew hanging out on sofas around a tire fire outside of a garage. You seem like a very chill drift master, and I wish that you could be my drift master.
Oh.
Han, I hardly knew ye.
Oh.
Rest in driftness.
Oh.
Bra.
Nice.
Bra. Cuz.
I have one. It's way shorter. Han, I have one question for you. Do you eat all those chips because you're such a snack?
I've already heard that joke.
I know, but it works.
Good. It works. I like it. All right, Robin, go.
Well, first off, I have to just put it out there that the last three letters of Jonathan are H-A-N. So
Jonathan.
Put that out Han. There.
Take your mask Jonathan. Off, Jonathan.
Yep. So maybe he's been with us this entire time.
That's why he's such a Justice for Han stan.
There's a little bit of Han inside of all of us in those Pikachu balls. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that I actually need Han. I would be shaking down tea houses for Chump Change if it wasn't for him. Rest in peace, and I look forward to your resurrection.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Rest in peace and see you soon.
Have a good nap, man.
Mine is basically, Han, I don't like your motivation. I wish you had died for a better reason.
From one Han to another.
From one Han to from Jonathan.
From Jonathan.
I wish you had died for a better reason, and I'm excited to see you come back because I liked you in the other series later on in the future. So, well, the past.
The back to the future?
Well, now we're back to the present. So I can't wait to see you again, Han. Rest in peace. See you soon.
I'll keep mine short. Han, you died like you lived, getting T-boned by a big piece of metal.
Okay. Well.
In seriousness, Han is great. I'm fine with his you know, death is his death to debate what Jonathan his graduation
place.
I like it. I like that it's even though he's not dead, it is kind of random. As in this movie, it's portrayed as just like, oh, what they're doing is dangerous. So sometimes that happens. Shit happens.
Vehicles wreck.
Yeah,
death is a door, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When God closes a door, when Han closes a door, he opens a window and crawls out of the car,
climbs out the back window. The other that Robin
but when he opens that window,
what do we don't look at?
When Han flips a car, he climbs out the driver's side window.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Han flips a car, he meets a horse. And that horse
doesn't have any shoes on.
Nope, but he has basic tires. Military knowledge.
The horse is probably wearing Jordans.
And a giant gold clock.
Yep.
and a giant Flavor Flav clock around his neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, so we'll see you on the next
drift
one.
Drift on to chunk four. It's
definitely time to be done recording because my dog just laid down.
Okay. Oh, it means it's time for bed?
That means she's being quiet now. Why would I record audio?
Right. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on chunk number
three.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us
back. I stayed awake this time.
Woo! It's 5:45. What are you talking about?
Hey, it's 6:46 for some of us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Think about us.
# gold lady bedtime.
It's true.
Myrn, you want to say anything on the way out?
Han lives.
Take us out. Han lives.
Han lives.
Han punched first. Nope.
Justice for Han, not needed.
just ice season. For Han. To solve those burns.
To go in his.